kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isa sa 6 na baby boomers ang hindi nagmamay-ari ng kanilang sariling bahay at may ilan na hindi makapagretiro dahil sa kulang na superannuation. Ayon sa mga eksperto, ang stereotype ng cashed-up generation ay hindi totoo para sa marami. Pakinggan ang buong ulat. Si Angus Witherby ay isang city planner, ngunit sa kanyang edad na 64 na taong gulang, siya ay patuloy pa rin nagbabayad ng kanyang mortgage at halos walang super.
But certainly my own lived experience is very, very different to the majority of people who spoke in the room tonight. I'm not wealthy. I have no superannuation. I'm dependent on my own business for an income because there's nobody else who will give me a job. At this stage, best projections are I'm going to have to work till 75 to pay off the mortgage and other debt.
Dahil malapit na siyang magretiro at may mas mababa sa $3,000 lamang sa kanyang superannuation, hindi tiyak si Angus kung paano niya susuportahan ang kanyang sarili. Sinabi niya na may stereotype na ang mga cashed-up boomers na magre-retiro na may malaking super balance, ngunit hindi ito ang kanyang karanasan. Ayon sa Australia Bureau of Statistics, tinutukoy ang baby boomers bilang henerasyon na isinilang mula 1946 hanggang 1964. Matapos ang dalawang napakamahal na diborsyo, ang net worth ni Angus ay negatibo na. Ngunit ang diborsyo ay hindi lamang ang potensyal na hadlang pagkatapos ng maraming taon ng pagtatrabaho. Nang tumigil naman sa paglago ang superannuation ni Craig Doyle, 10 taon na ang nakaraan, payo sa kanya na gawing property investments ang kanyang mga pondo na itinuturing na ligtas. Sa kabuuan, 5 properties ang nasa portfolio ni Craig na may net worth na $3 million. Gayunpaman, ang kanyang financial position ay hindi sapat ang seguridad. Kinailangan ni Craig na magdesisyon na ibenta ang kanyang mga ari-arian na siyang kabuuan ng kanyang retirement fund isa-isa.
Well, me and my wife got together later in life, and 10 years ago we decided that a way forward was to invest in property. So we went down the line of investing in 3 separate properties first through our superannuation policy, take up the benefits of doing that. And unfortunately, the last 4 or 5 years has seen increased interest rates nationally, obviously, and pricing market for the properties that we bought have dropped in the backside. We were losing like $15,000 a quarter funding our investment properties. And so we had to come to the decision to get opt out of them and opt out of all of them, and we've lost money on them.
Si Associate Professor Myra Hamilton mula sa University of Sydney ang nag-aaral ng pagtanda ng populasyon ng Australia at mga isyu na nakakaapekto sa henerasyon ng baby boomer. Sinabi niya na ang ideya ng mayamang henerasyon ay hindi totoo para sa ilang boomers. Bagaman karamihan ng kanilang kayamanan ay nakatali sa mga property, mga 1 sa 6 na boomers ang hindi nagmamay-ari ng sariling bahay. Bukod dito, ang mga kababaihan na may edad 55 pataas ay isa sa pinakamabilis na lumalaking grupo ng mga taong nahaharap sa homelessness, bahagi na rin ng mga hadlang sa workforce.
I think there's definitely a big divide within the baby boomer generation, and I think part of the issue in talking about the baby boomers as a lucky generation or as a wealthy generation means that it disguises very substantial wealth inequalities within the baby boomer generation and conceals what is very serious disadvantage among some segments of the generation. There's an inaccurate characterization that baby boomers have unfairly benefited from a range of social and economic conditions, and young people are struggling. So there's this kind of inaccurate link between how well baby boomers are doing and how much young people are struggling. And I actually think it's not just wealthy baby boomers that are the recipients of this judgment. It's all baby boomers, no matter how much wealth they have.
Sinabi ng ekonomista na si Ivan Luca na bagaman may agwat sa yaman sa pagitan ng mga henerasyon, ang boomers ay nakakita ng malaking dami ng pabor na patakaran sa kanilang buhay. Ang superannuation capital gains tax at negative gearing ay nag-ambag sa pagkakaroon ng boomers ng tinatayang $1.9 trillion na yaman. At sinabi niya na 40% ng yamang iyon ay nasa mga ari-arian.
the thing that's been so beneficial to boomers, particularly in the latter half of their earning career, are changes to the taxation system inside it. The fact that government policy actually actively wants you to put more and more capital into it because of the tax benefits that come to it. So you go from personal income tax, which in this country is one of the highest in the world, to a superannuation taxation system, which is one of the lowest in that phase. And we're one of three countries only to not tax pension phase of superannuation. So once you retire, you don't pay tax inside super, and you are also one of the three largest impactors on the government budget, because aged care, healthcare, and the NDIS are more likely than not to be aged with people 50 and over.
Ang pagbibigay ng pinansyal na suporta ng pamilya ang kadalasang dahilan kung bakit ang mga anak ng baby boomer ay pumapasok sa hindi kaya-kayang merkado ng property. Ngunit ayon kay Angus, wala siyang sapat na pera para suportahan ang kanyang sarili. Dahil hindi siya makakaretiro sa lalong madaling panahon, kailangan niyang umasa sa tulong pinansyal ng kanyang mga anak. Ngayon, pakiramdam niya na ang pinakamabuting magiging resulta ay ang maiwan niyang walang utang ang kanyang mga anak.
I feel the best I can probably achieve is to have my estate not owing any money. So at least don't want to burden my kids with that.
Ang istoryang ito ay mula kay La Julia Abondanza at Becky Giacolomos. Para sa SBS News at Insight na isinalin sa wikang Filipino, pwede mong mapakinggan ang buong episode ng Insight na The Boomer Economy sa SBS On Demand.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.